I'm sure everyone is wondering about these cold temperatures and their effects on the wheat. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. And it has been very cold the last several days, and our wheat seems to be almost shivering out there in the field. During the last several days, you've probably been hearing folks talk about these cold temperatures and what it will do to the wheat with these dry soil conditions. So first, let's discuss the moisture in the soil. The greatest injury can occur when the soil is very dry. Dry soil warms up and cools down 6 times faster than moist soil. Loose seed beds at seeding can also dry out faster and hence cool down and warm up more rapidly, contributing to some of the winter injury. In addition to the moisture, a layer of snow also provides insulation to these cold temperatures. Now, if you look at the drought monitor for Kansas, the whole state is classified as at least abnormally dry. That's what we're classified as in northwest Kansas. However, at least we've had a bit of moisture that soaked in from that snow that we had before Christmas. However, a pretty good chunk of southwest Kansas is labeled as moderate or severe drought. Their wheat may be more at risk because of their drier soil conditions. Second, let's discuss the growth stage of the wheat plant. Winter wheat plants with a good crown root system and 2 or more tillers can tolerate the cold temperatures better than less developed plants. Now, I wouldn't say that all the wheat we have has a great secondary root system, or those roots that come off the crown area of the plant, but all in all, our root systems aren't too bad. Third, the depth of the crown is something that I have seen play a big role in the wheat's survivability in the winter. Winter wheat seeded shallowly will have the crown closer to the soil surface and be more susceptible to winter injury. Exposed wheat crowns on terraces or the slopes have a greater chance of suffering winter injury. Also, if you have drilled wheat back into a thick mat of residue, the crown may be placed quite shallow. That's because the crown will begin to develop when that plant sees sunlight. If the plant has grown through a thick layer of residue, that crown may end up being placed in that residue. Unfortunately, the residue doesn't provide much protection to the crown of the plant from cold temperatures because of the air pockets in that residue and the fluffy nature of it. So finally, let's discuss the duration of the cold temperatures. Right now, wheat is at its maximum tolerance to the cold temperatures. The wheat freeze chart shows that injurious temperatures to wheat during the winter are between -5 and -10 degrees, and this is for the temperature at the crown of the wheat plant. So as you can see, there are many factors that contribute to whether wheat has winter injury. The moisture of the soil, the growth stage and development of the crown, of the roots on the crown, the depth of that crown, and really how long we're in cold temperatures. So all in all, the smaller wheat with a less developed root system or a shallow crown placement is the most susceptible to winter injury from these frigid temperatures. Time and warmer temperatures will let us know how the wheat has responded to these cold temps. I have dug up some wheat and brought it inside, so we'll see how it greens up and how it develops roots, and I'll let you know what I find. I have posted the wheat freeze chart on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also find this information and some other stuff on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on my Twitter account at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in St. Francis, Sharon Springs, or Goodland, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.